The Lord be with you. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire. Now I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Gospel of the Lord. It sounds paradoxical when Jesus says, "I have not come to establish peace, but division." Jesus himself is peace. Where the division comes from? All from our human hearts. Although many religious people, when they mention the intention to enter the congregation or religious order, most of them encountered divisions. Sometimes the mother, sometimes father, denied the relationship. It happens so often. I think it's not a secret. Father Tam, LC, Legion of Christ, he is from Toronto. He was a medical doctor. One day he told his father, "I want to join the Legion of Christ." For years, his father didn't talk to him. And I know one religious sister, she worked in Japan. She is Chinese. Once she said, "I want to be a religious sister." Her father didn't want to see her until the last day of his deathbed. Then he asked her daughter to come. It's so true. It's not that Jesus brings division, but when you follow Jesus, there must be something against us. But not necessarily you join the congregation. But at times when you do something good, people could be envious of you and say something bad against you too. It's always happening in a society. Stick to Jesus, his principle of truth. According to your conscience is very important. Although people doesn't understand, someday they might understand. Yesterday I have a dinner with a group of religious, consecrated people, not religious, consecrated people. One lady, the day she entered this association, her mother didn't want to see her anymore. Now today, they reconciled. It takes our energy to follow Jesus. But there's always peace in our hearts. If you follow Jesus, even people didn't understand you, didn't want agreeable with you, doesn't matter. Important, you follow the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the path. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Sometimes, somewhere, people might understand. You don't have to worry. Just stay close to Jesus. It's the only way we can have our peace of mind.